Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Another blessed Monday morning. God bless you. I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed to be able to welcome this day, Motivational Mondays, with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. You know, it being my extreme pleasure to be here. Shout out to all those that are listening through whichever way you're able to tune in through, whether it be Facebook, you're calling directly in. There's tons of ways to be able to listen to the show, either live or afterwards in its archives. You can always tune in to lushradioonline.com and listen to any of the old shows. And you can download them and you can share them and, you know, Thank you, and I appreciate all those that already do that and that spread the love and spread the message. You know, Motivation on Mondays is about motivating and inspiring everyone that you come across. You know, this show, initially, the way that it started was I used to wake up every Monday. For some reason, I don't know, it's like a double dosage on Monday that I felt motivated. And I used to go on my Facebook and my social medias. And then I had like a crew in the morning of like, you know, a bunch of people just, that's what we were doing, just motivating each other, wishing each other a great day. And it became, you know, it became such like a, such a bigger thing than what I started that I was proposed a show. And so that's how my Motivational Monday show came to be. And I've been doing it now for, what is it, 3 years? It's been like 3 years. I don't even know. I'm going into my fourth year. Wow. Incredible. Amazing. So I'm definitely blessed and touched that I was able to be given this platform to be able to touch the masses because I have worldwide audience. So shout out to Jersey, New York City, Texas, Vegas. There's so many people that, you know, that tune in every week, Florida for sure. There's so many people that tune in from everywhere and, you know, show me the love and then inbox me and let me know how the show went and how they impacted by the show. And this is free therapy for me. I don't have to pay a therapist. This becomes free therapy for me. I'm able to share all my stuff and my thoughts and give my advice. And, you know, and I appreciate you guys. I just want to take time to do that. So yesterday was Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all those fathers, true fathers out there that are really, really doing what they're supposed to do. And I don't mean just child support way because right away, you know, for some reason, you know, a good father supposed to, you know, is considered the one that that pays child support or whatever have you. I don't know where that meaning or that definition transpired from, but you know, it's not all about monetary. Now, yes, you need money to raise children because they eat, they gotta clothe them. Fine, that's understandable. I'm not saying that. You know, that's not important. And I'm not saying that if a father has it and is not giving it, you know, that's a whole different story. But if a father has a relationship with their children, right, and, you know, and I'm going to go in because sometimes people don't like to hear the reality of stuff, but, you know, if a father's taking care of his business and has a relationship with his children, mothers, mind your business, let them have their relationship. You know, why are you getting into what can be healthy for your child, you know, which is bonding? Now, if it's something that's crucial to their safety, if it's court ordered that the father should not be around the child, then I can understand. You know, you have exceptions. There's exceptions to every rule all the time. So as long as the child is not in any type of danger to his safety or anything or being abused or anything to that nature, then, you know, then my thing is support that relationship. Support that relationship with their, you know, with their dad. Now, if the dad voluntarily don't want to be in their life, then that's a different, you know, that's definitely another different story, you know. That's a sad situation, you know, one that I know very well. But, you know, that's why then there's two parents and the other parent has to just kick in a little extra. And it's okay. It's fine. You know, I was raised by my mother, single parent. My father wasn't really much in my life. At the end of his, you know, life, I was able to mend and you know, and forgive him for all the things, and I was there for him, you know, until he passed. So it was very emotional, But we bonded right before his passing. It's crazy, all those years wasted. But nevertheless, I forgave him, and you know, my dad is in heaven now. So if you have an opportunity and to be able to manifest this with your children, do so, dad, do so, fathers. But first, tap into your manhood, become a man, so you can be able to be a great father. You know what I mean? There's not too many men, and that's the problem. That's why there's not that many dads in households. So women, when you have a man that's stepping up, that's doing what he needs to do, don't get in his way. Don't discourage him. Encourage him. Inspire him. You know, we really have to uplift and inspire our men. We don't do that often enough. We're right away from the gate. We're, you know, bringing them down, and we shouldn't do that. And then we want to sit back and complain, oh, there's not that many, you know, there's not no good men, whatever, whatever. Because when you have one, when there is one, instead of validating him, you bring him down. And then, you know, that becomes a whole chain reaction. But so I wanted to talk about yesterday at my church. You know, I love my church. Crossover. Woo-hoo. So yesterday at my church, the pastor bring a cup, had a panel, a men's panel. And on the panel was James Cole, director of NAACP Youth Council, was Michael Clayton, a former Tampa Bay Bucks player and president of NFL Alumni Tampa Chapter, Eric Larson, COO of Tampa Innovation Alliance. And the panel was discussing, the spiritual component of being a father. And, you know, they all had different stories because, you know, everybody has sometimes similar but different stories. And it was very interesting, all the things that they were saying. And it all came back to, you know, knowing yourself and having God definitely entwined in your life, you know, and then knowing your purpose. And as a man, really, really tapping into that, you know, and it was just really deep what they were talking about, the things that they were touching on. And there should be more of that. I think there should be more support, more of those panels going on, more men meeting together and really encouraging each other, just the way that I do with my women's movement, with my queens. You know, it's important for the men to do that too, to empower each other, to be there for each other, you know, in brotherhood, because we're missing that too. We're missing those men that end up, you know, turning around and be examples to these young, lost boys that are, you know, that are in this world. So each one teach one, you know. Let's lead by example, you know. So let's step it up, brothers. Let's step it up, kings. Let's step it up, you know, godly men. Let's step it up, because for sure, us women, we need you to step up, you know. You know, it's sad that, you know, women are the head of household now, and this shift has been done within the last 15 years or a little more. But within the last 15 years solid, you know, there's been a tremendous shift. The head of household is all women, and our men are nowhere around, are dead, are in prison, are fighting, you know, some type of addiction. And there's not that many healed men, and it's sad. It's beyond sad. So we really need to do something about that. So happy Father's Day to all those that do step up, do their thing, continue that. It's so important for you to have that relationship with your children. Very, very important. And I say this from a woman that didn't have her dad around and didn't grow up with that image, you know. And we our first relationship with, as far as little girls, our first relationship that we encounter with a man, with a boy, is with our dads. How our dad treats us is how, it's an example how we feel we should be treated. So in knowing that, you know you have to step up to the plate, especially with your girls. I mean, with your boys, too, because, you know, they need to be taught early. But just with your children in general, man. Step up, man. Step up. For real, step up. So today is the first day of summer. First day of summer. And I want to shout out a big happy birthday to my aunt, Titi Olga. I'm going to go into my phone line. I was going to go into music, but let me go into my phone line because let me go into my phone line. Good morning, 646. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please.
What's up, mama? How you doing, baby?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. How are you?
Well, I want to give you a special shout-out because you took me to the church yesterday, and wow, what a church. I mean, I came home, Emma. I was a new man. I was a new man with that speech they gave yesterday. I spoke to my son last night. It was so deep, Emma. I even spoke to my son last night. And I'm going to tell everybody, I'm divorced. I'm a single dad with two beautiful kids, a boy and a girl. And my son, Emma, knows he's off the hook. But yesterday I was talking to him. I was giving him the word of God. I was telling him, you have to do this. This is the right way. There's no shortcuts. It's only you got to work hard. And you get wherever you want to go to work hard. And we hugged each other. And we were watching the basketball game, and we were going crazy. And I was like, wow, man, it's all good. It's good. God did this for a reason. God did this for a reason. And I appreciate, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you taking me to that church. And that's going to be my church also.
Yes, crossover.
Yes.
Crossover. Yeah, I mean, it's
great.
It's important it's important for the men to begin to take that leadership role. They were discussing that as well about the men. And leadership doesn't mean you come home and you're gonna dictate everything that happens. Oh, this happens. You know, you do this, you do that. No, leadership is leading by example and doing exactly what you did, sitting with your son and talking to him and you know talking about the word of God. That's beautiful. Oh my God. So to God be the glory. Amen.
Yeah, and you know what was so funny also, Emma? When we got home yesterday, right, my kids were already there. And it was funny because the kids were playing basketball, so they were one man short. And my daughter comes out and say, oh, I'm playing. I said, no, you're not. It's a physical game. She said, Daddy, please, can I play? I said, no. I said, go ahead then. So I let her play basketball. And it was so funny. I'm watching my daughter running back and forth. She's running in circles. She's throwing picks. I'm like, oh, my God. No, she did. She's learning how to play basketball. I said, just like her brother. Oh, my God. So I've been watching her, and me and my friend, my other friend, we laughing because she is throwing picks. You know, people that know about basketball, they know what that is. But the girls, you know, and I give much respect because right now, this week is going to be the women's NBA basketball playoff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I give mad respect to men and women. And I learned a lot, man. In the last couple of years, I learned a lot. And I appreciate Emma as my best friend, sister, mother, whatever you want to call her. She is the best. She's there for you. But you have to follow. If you do not follow, if it goes into one ear and goes out to the other, you're not listening to her. But if it stays in your mind and you focus, you go, Emma told me not to do this. Emma told me to do it this way. And she's a big sister, and I give her much love and respect. I love you, Mama.
Thank you so much. I love you, too. I'm so glad that you decided to come out and that definitely you received the word and you was inspired. And, you know, I want you to come back. I want you to come back and continue to come back and continue to receive the word and bring your kids. And
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely, my kids love it. It's what they did for Father's Day is beautiful. It's a beautiful church. It's outgoing, man. They are real. They're not that type
they
of
have
church.
So many, they had. We gave free barbecue. It was a free barbecue lunch to all the dads. And they had the bouncy house. They had the the van, that the Xbox for the kids to play, and there was basketball, and there was all type of things going on there. The whole parking lot was shut down for everybody, and that's how my church gets down, man. That's how we get down.
And I love it, and I love it, and believe me, I am a member. My second visit will be next Sunday with my kids. My second visit will be with my kids because they love it. My kids, they love church. My kids, I know they love church because we were going to a church with my ex-wife, and we loved it. We loved it. But now that we're all separated, I got to go on with my God, what God's telling me to do. I got to go forward, man. I can't.
Yes.
You know, Emma knows I was hitting the wall. I was hitting the wall for a while, and now I'm jumping the wall.
We look forward to supporting you in your journey, definitely. And, I'm going to talk to you, but stay tuned, because I want you to hear my pastor's song. I'm about to play it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, hold on.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G., lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless. We try to look bigger than we are. We flaunt the clothes, the house, the car, but we really can't afford it. Honestly, we're drowning. The debt levels in our culture are astounding. As time passes, we've gotten greedier. Now we stunt on a catwalk of social media. Hashtag peace, hashtag beast mode, hashtag pride, hashtag borrow. But Jesus rocked the total opposite. The free radicals, he's the antioxidant. He said a real beast is a servant. He made the Pharisees nervous like divergent. He was on a mission so urgent. He came to clean up our sins like detergent with action and words. He led by example. Now we all have clearance to use his sample.
Urban D, Roy Tash,
keep my head out of
Ambassador. Check it. I still remember growing up, listening to hip hop, thinking if I had all they had, then I'm better off. Ballin' in my Cadillac, ladies in my catalog, searching for some real peace. I'm just feeling ripped off. American fiends, American dreams, selling lies on a television screen. Got my people weighing on a triple B. Gonna get the money, we would talk cream. So if we ain't rich, we gon' feel the press. But even Drake said he wasn't satisfied. Bless. Nah, in God we trust, yeah we stray. My go day, we know we're made for so much more than this. World full of fiction, we some truth tellers. Trying to put you under what the truth telling. You're made for more than swerving. Oh, you trying to be the greatest? Become a servant. Yeah. Tosh.
I got a picture, you could post it. It's simply getting poured out till it's empty. Could be living large, still be living skimpy. Getting low, hitting so your glory's tucked. Even though you could turn your glory up, yep. Now I can see the humble beast. God became a man, hung for me like dungarees. Now we can see what humble means. Jesus had a buzz like bumblebees, but still chose the humble means. His whole fam's in the program. John 13, deal with the toe jam. Lay it right down, wave him right now. Don't believe the hype, you might have to lay the mic down. Now lay your life down, play your pipe down. Pride for humility, trade it right now.
Nobody said it would be easy. We wouldn't feel alone. Yeah, my life is like an ocean, and I feel I'm slowly coasting. Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken, and I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave, and I dread that. I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'ma name a savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
God. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, I don't leave it. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in on this for sure. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do, I do. No one can show you all. Oh, we got you covered. Protect us from it all.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
No one ever told me this would be easy. But I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks? No, I'm
Mondays with you, Empowered and Positive host, Emma E2K. So when I first got on the show, you know, I was talking about Father's Day and uplifting fathers. I explained what happened at, you know, at my church yesterday and the panel that they had of very powerful men, you know, speaking their stories and talking about how important it is to uplift and empower other men, you know, to be leaders in their household, in their communities. And so then I get inbox, right? Because I'm usually the big defender of women. Well, I'm always the big defender of women. And even when I am empowering men, I'm still doing it for the women. Because if our men are not empowered or feel inspired, then we the ones that suffer, ladies. I mean, think about it, really. You know, if we don't contribute to fixing the problem, you know, and finding a solution, then we're just as part of that problem. So I'm not giving a pass to deadbeat dads. That's not what I said, and maybe you need to listen to the show in its archive and really listen to what I'm saying. I never said big up, you know, deadbeat dads, you know. But what I did say was that not all the time is about money. Maybe they're going through a financial situation. You don't know that, you know. It could be somebody, because I know a lot of them that go on Facebook and show money and be braggadocious about certain things, you know, trying to hire their self-esteem. And right away, the mother thinks, oh, he got all this money. He's not, you know, giving me no money for his kids, so he's not going to see his kids. Who are you to determine what, you know, his relationship with his child just because he's giving you or not giving you money? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be about that. It should be about the bond, the relationship they have with their children. And a lot of women need to mind their business. Yes, I said it, you know. It works when you allow them to have that relationship and you mind yours or you support it, because then you become more of the problem. Okay, then now you keep the father away because he's not giving no money, so now this child has no father figure at all, or because he may or may not have money at that time. I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? I'll go to my phone lines. I'm opening my phone lines. 347, good morning, y'all. Okay, please.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
Queen Salute, Queen Salute.
How you doing this beautiful day?
I'm great. And even when I'm not, I don't bother to complain. Who wants to hear it?
That should be told. Nobody, right?
What's up with you? How was Father's Day weekend?
My Father's Day weekend was actually good. Yesterday, I'm doing my best at co-parenting. So I took my ex to dinner with my son. It was entertaining, but it was cordial between us. And it was very sad when my son left. As soon as we left, he started tearing and crying. I'm going to miss daddy. And I had to call his father to ride beside us for a minute so he could come down. And then he took off because we had to go our own way, as usually. And my son was crying, and it was sad because he was just looking out the window to the car until it was no longer visible. He was still, like, zoomed out. And then he goes, he asks me, I'm going to miss daddy. Mommy, are you going to miss daddy? It was hard. I didn't want to tell him no. And I said, I just saw him, so I don't miss him yet. He wouldn't understand that I don't. But, you know, it was emotional for him. And it was nice, you know.
Well, can I say,
okay.
And thank you. Let me thank you for doing that. See, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, for you to take that to, you know, to concentrate more about your child's feelings as opposed to his, you know, you're not saying, listen, I am rewarding you for the things you've done to me, but you're stepping out of that, because that relationship between you and him has nothing to do with your son. And the
Absolutely.
Fact that he loves you and he loves him, and, you know, he has relationships with both parties. What happens is that then they think they need to choose. Oh, I got to be with mommy, or I got to be with daddy, or if I'm with mommy, daddy. And then you're putting kids into something that they should not be experiencing.
No, I'm concentrated in the emotional health. I want my son to be emotionally healthy. I don't want my son to miss out on the bond. Besides, that is his right to have a bond with his father. Who am I to take his right?
There you go.
I can't take that away from him. Then he will be emotionally, you know, it's not good for the kids. So I really have to put aside every, just, you know, for my son, because that is who really matters.
Right.
When I went, well, for my, oh, God, lady, let me tell you, honey, I got a call at 2:30 in the morning from the police. And I didn't know what to do. I had my son next to me sleeping. I'm alone in the house with him. I couldn't leave my son. My daughter was in an accident last night. The first thing the police officer told me was, she's okay, but it was a bad accident. She was hit by a drunken driver, a father, I guess celebrating Father's Day, or I don't know, hit her in the side with the passenger side. They have to use the jaws of life.
Yeah.
To get her out. But you know what? God was with her, man. When I finally got to speak to her, she said, "Mommy, I shouldn't be here today." And the car was total. I didn't, you know, it was like I wanted to run to her, but then I'm looking at my son like, okay, what am I going to do? Wake him up at 2:30 in the morning when he got to get up at 6 to go to school? She's okay. So, you know, it was.
That's hard. That's a hard. Yeah, that's a hard situation to be in as a mother, where you're like,
yes,
you know, to weigh that out. Yes, that's wow.
I wanted to just run to her, you know, and I told her, you know, there's a lot of people right now in this world that they don't love themselves. And because they don't love themselves, they don't care about nobody else. You know, there's so many people walking around right now that they are so irresponsible because driving drunk. Oh, he got arrested. The guy is arrested. The guy is in jail right now because they caught him.
He wasn't hurt or nothing? Then that happened?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't care.
Right.
When they called me at 2:30, I'm like, uh-huh. It was a weird number. And I was more in tune as, how's my daughter? How is she doing? You know,
right.
That was really what got me, but they got him. Whether he got hurt or not, I don't know.
Right.
I honestly don't know. He probably did. I don't know. All I know is that the car is
no.
Done.
And I asked that not so much of concern if he got hurt, but to, you know, most of these accidents, you know, the drunk driver walks away fine and ends up killing people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people dying out of there. Out of their stupidness, not thinking and driving, you know, intoxicated, and end up ending lives, and you know, and they say, you know.
You know what my brother told me once, and one of his trainers had told him, usually when you're drunk, you go with the flow. When you are sober, you stand up. Like, it's, you know, you're waiting for the hit, and everything is tense, and that's when you break a bone, and you do, because... But they go with the flow, I guess. I don't know. All I know is that I'm blessed, beyond blessed, that my daughter is not with me today. And I told her, because she always says, "Mommy, that I am overbearing because I'm always, be careful, watch your surroundings." Every time she goes out, I mean, she's 26. She lives on her own. I understand she's grown, but she'll always be my baby. So
exactly.
I tell her, listen, this is what I'm saying. You know, in 1 minute, you could lose your life. Your life could change in a second. And that drunk driver, I hope I will see him again, because that is just celebrating Father's Day. It shouldn't be about you getting drunk and driving drunk. If you are celebrating because you're a dad, then you know what? As a dad, you're the responsible thing.
Right.
Take a cab.
Right.
Uber.
Absolutely. Wow, wow. But, you
so
know, like
that
you
was
said,
the end of
God,
my week.
Wow, yeah. So, like you said, God was definitely there, especially they had to use the jaws of life. Lord have mercy. Wow. Just wow. But, you know.
It was really shaken up. Really, like I spoke to her. She just left Jacoby Hospital now. I spoke to her maybe 2-3 minutes ago, and she's still crying. She didn't know. She goes like, "Mommy, I really shouldn't be here." And she said, "I'm going to go to church," and you know, she's really zoomed out about it. Like, so I'm gonna go. I was on my way to go to Jacoby because, you know, at the end of the day, I have to drop off my son, do everything I need to do before I go over there. But as I'm on my way over there, she's on her way out. So she's now home resting.
Okay, amen. Amen, definitely. I'm going to still continue to send out prayers for her because, you know, physically she's okay, but mentally it's a whole nother ballgame now, you know, because that when you are a survivor of anything, as you and I both know, you
mm-hmm.
still continue to relive your trauma, you know, for
absolutely.
A while. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I told her, you know, although she claimed to be okay, I don't understand why they didn't do MRI or something on her. I really don't. But she, you know, sometimes the impact, your adrenaline going, you don't feel anything. You usually feel it the day or two before, after. I mean, that's
after,
when you really
yeah.
start feeling all the eggs and everything. Mm-hmm. Even when my mother was in an accident and she lost her leg, she didn't feel anything until 2 days later.
Yeah, yeah, that's why they give you a couple of days within, you know, I think it's 10 or 14 after a car accident, like if any, you know, any symptoms, because not all of them show up, you know, at that moment or whatever. It does sometimes take a couple of days for the body to actually ease the tense because you're in the adrenaline and the tense, like you said, it's like, yeah. And it takes a couple of days for you to come down from that, and then that's when everything starts kicking in. So, yeah, definitely check in with her. I'm going to continue my prayers for her. And pray that she you know, that she overcomes this, you know. She's seeking now
Thank
to go to
you.
Church. That's obviously she's seeking some sort of maybe explanation or, you know, comfort of what
yes.
happened. And,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, yeah.
You
so
see, life is a roller coaster. My weekend was so great, and then it went down and then it goes up. I mean, it's just life is a roller coaster, and you have to take it as it comes, man.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's all about what you learn in the process. It's all about how you come out through it and how you use that, you know, for not only the benefit of to better your life, but to better others. So, yeah,
that is absolutely true, man. Oh,
yeah,
I'm still like cloud nine over here, like, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, it is a scary phone call to get, man. And I, you know what I was thinking? And honestly, I don't know what to do. Imagine if anything would have happened in the middle of the night with my son. How am I going to take care of, you know, I felt like, as a mother, I felt like I'm failing my daughter because I wasn't there at 2:30 in the morning and ran to her, but I couldn't because I had my son. And it's like, as a mother, I'm like, what if something bad would happen? What would I do? Who am I going to call? To stay with my son, or who I wake him up, or I don't know what to do. I need to now do a plan, like emergency
right.
plan.
Yeah, I was just gonna tell you that. Yeah, you know, it's sad that it has to take something severe for us to be like, okay, you know, we always need a plan for everything, especially when we have children. You know, so there's always gotta be that plan of emergency if something. You know, what do I do? Who can I actually call? Where can I drop off my child at a given emergency time? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I have to come up with one.
Yeah. We all do. As mothers, when you have children, as parents, because there's a lot of single men that are raising children too. So as parents, when you have children, there's always got to be a plan, because nothing falls into plan when that, you know, when something happens, the kids get sick or an emergency arises and, you know, you have children. And so, yeah, so there's always should be a plan in place. And it's sad that it's through an emergency, but at least it wasn't a tragic one.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. God was with her.
Yeah, amen.
God really was with her all the way, and I'm shocked at myself that I never thought of it. I'm the type of person that always thinks ahead, like I have my life insurance, I have, you know, everything, like if I die tomorrow, you know, they don't have to look around for money, everything, all the expenses will be paid. I have everything the way it's supposed to be, but I don't have an emergency plan, what to do if anything happens to my oldest kid that doesn't reside with me.
Right, right. Well, you know, this is something that I'm sure you'll be addressing.
I have to. Absolutely have to.
So I appreciate
you. It was nice hearing you, honey.
Yes, I appreciate you all the time. God bless you. Like I said, I'm going to continue to send out prayers to your daughter for her to have a mental healing, you know, as opposed to a physical one.
Amen.
Because when we get into situations as survivors, it becomes more mental than anything. So, you know, so we can save ourselves from that. But well, God bless you. Have an amazing week. And stay safe.
Thank
you. And stay up. All right?
Thank
stay
you.
Always
thank safe. You. Love you, sis.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood. Miss, no, it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than perfect. Pretty, pretty, please, if you ever, ever feel like you're nothing, you are perfect to me. You're so
you are perfect. one from the sky, I know mine. Could not be too far behind, cause baby, this is kind of beauty. It's got no reason to ever be shy, cause honey, this is kind of beauty. The kind that comes from inside.
Beautiful,
beautiful.
It's plain to see.
Plain to see.